Authorities reported that Dumas cooperated when they asked to search a package she picked up at the post office last August. She was arrested when what appeared to be small bundles of narcotics were discovered inside. The narcotics later tested positive for heroin and crystal meth. The heroin, 1.2 grams worth, had a street value in Dillingham of about $1,200 to $1,500. Authorities were not exactly sure how much the crystal meth was worth because so little of it has been seen trading hands in Nooshogak River communities. She was arraigned on two drug-related felony charges, the more serious one relating to the heroin, and held in custody on $15,000 bail. As per those original charges, Dumas faced a maximum of 30 years in prison, but on Wednesday that was reduced to just 60 days as part of a deal she reached with prosecutors. Dumas offered this at her sentencing.
I'm just grateful to have this opportunity to fix my mistakes.
The prosecutor and judge referred to Dumas' 60-day sentence as a shock treatment, but Dumas has already served more than 120 days in jail since her arrest last August, meaning she was to be released on Wednesday. The two drug charges were each reduced in degree, but are both still felonies. So following her guilty plea Wednesday, Dumas has felony convictions on her record. But the agreement contains a suspended imposition of sentence, which is a very big gift prosecutors can offer in plea deals. As Judge Patricia Douglas explained to Dumas, the SIS means that if she completes the 3 years of rather strict probation attached to her sentence, those two felonies will be taken off her record.
And if you are successful at the end of that 3 years, that conviction will be set aside, and it will be as if you did not have a conviction. You understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
So like you go to a job interview or something and say, do you have any felony convictions? You would be able to say no. But that's only if you're successful.
Dumas now has up to 4 years of jail time hanging over her head that could be imposed if she doesn't abide by the terms of her probation. But aside from that, the prosecutor, defense attorney, and judge all said the focus of the agreed-upon sentence was rehabilitation.
This is a serious day for you. This is an important day for you. As Mr. Salinger pointed out, this could be a new beginning for you, or it could be the beginning of the end for you, depending on decisions that you make.
Judge Douglas went on to say that rehabilitation is the number one priority of a sentence, but all parties also spoke of what was described as the scourge of the drug problem, which has been clearly condemned by the community, and the judge said that too gets weighed in determining a sentence.
For our community, it's also important for everyone to feel that we are following through and supporting the community standards, and I will tell you that our community has been shocked to the core to know that there was black tar heroin and methamphetamine and other drugs coming in that we really, as a community, didn't. I guess we felt like we were immune to them for many, many years. We were. But now the times have changed and people are very upset, scared, apprehensive. So they look to the court to enforce these community standards.
Last August, Kelly Dumas imported small amounts of heroin and crystal meth to Dillingham with the intent to sell the drugs for profit. Provided she follows the conditions of her probation, the case is considered closed less than 5 months from the date of her arrest. The prosecutor described Dumas' suspended imposition of sentence as, quote, very favorable, and was intended to provide her a chance to rehabilitate. Dumas now has 3 years of strict probation to prove that she can. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.